Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
First down and 10, and Cutler looks to throw. Pressured by Anza. Got rid of it. Floats up and intercepted by Glover Quinn. Playing in his 100th consecutive game. And once again, the pressure came from the Pro Bowler Anza. And they will throw underneath Kelvin Johnson. First down Lions to the 44, and that should just about do it. His 10th catch of the day might be the ceiling.
That was it. Season over. 6-10. Put it in the books. 2015 has come to an end. Hamp and OB with Kaz. 312-981-7200, 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carman. Start of the show sponsored by GinosEast.com and sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Jay Cutler picked off three times today, 17 of 23 through the air. Still had a quarterback rating of 97.5 because he barely had any incompletions, and he did throw two touchdown passes. But once again, the season comes to an end. Hamp, OB and I were given a couple thoughts on it. Why don't you let out your feelings as the season's sitting here at 6-10 and the Bears now into their offseason?
Okay. All right. 6-10. And what does that get you? Well, as you said, Kaz, it's a marginally better draft pick. Other than that, what did we find out today? We found out that this is an extremely untalented football team that has a hard time asserting itself in certain ways. And let me just say this. You know, Ryan Pace has done a pretty good job this year. You know, when you look on the defense, he found a bunch of stopgap players like John Timu that was an upgrade over a draft pick, Shea McClellan. A kid, Harold Jones Corte, he was an upgrade over the safeties that we had here that we started the season with. There was a lot of a flux. We had, Ratcliffe was cut. And basically told to never come back. Jared Allen was sent packing. So there was a lot of change. But all that being said, it was an embarrassment what he did not do for Jay Cutler. Now let me just say this. OB, your opening statement was exactly right. We've got a quarterback we can win with. We've got running backs we can win with. Forte, I'm sorry. We need to spend that money other places. I don't think he'll be back. I don't want him back because we saw today that somebody named Charles Leno Jr., who is playing left tackle, who is not good enough to play in the NFL when you put him in one-on-one situations, he got ate alive by Ziggy Ansah. Now, okay, Ziggy is a Pro Bowler. Okay, that's good. Ryan Pace, genius. Won't you put a tight end over there and protect your quarterback? Won't you do something to help a dock worker left tackle? Now, all that being said, the wide receivers that we saw play for the Bears today, that was an embarrassment. Jay Cutler had to have a meet and greet before the game to find out who the hell they are. You want to name them? I'll name them for you if you want, but nobody's going to ever remember their names because they're not going to be on this roster next year. We need a complete overhaul at the wide receiver position. Here's the problem, Kaz. Everybody in this town knows this team is scared to let Alshon Jeffrey go. I'm just saying, you're going to have to pay him $14 million as a franchise player, and that's all I would do is designate him as a franchise guy. Oh. But I saw, and anybody that watched the bowl games over the last 2 days, on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, there had to be a dozen receivers that would have started for the Bears. A dozen! Guys that knew how to get open, guys that knew how to catch, guys that knew how to play the game.
Catch we with have their hands.
Guys right. named, what do we got? Josh Fell on me. We got Cameron Meredith, a project that was a quarterback that the quarterback tries to force a ball to him, and he hasn't got enough guts or sense to knock the ball down. He lets it be intercepted. So all these different players that we saw today, I've seen enough. And you know what? It's a damn shame because this is a great organization, and we didn't give our best player, Jay Cutler, a better chance of winning because you had Charles Leno Jr. trying to block a Pro Bowler by himself all day, and he got his can hand it to him. You saw receivers trying to make it. Well, we made a couple of plays. Not enough. Not good enough. You got to be able to be a pro in this league. We've got a bunch of wannabes. And after that, what do we got on defense? We got maybe two guys that could have started for the Lions. So, Ryan Pace, I give you a half-hearted applause for what happened thus far. But, man, the heavy lifting starts now.
Yeah, but look, this is his first year. He has a lot to roll over. He brought in coaches that Ed, you and I have discussed all year about. I think overall they did a solid job with what they had. Bottom line is this, you need talent to win in the National Football League, and the Bears did not have enough talent this year. They played hard. They did the things you're supposed to do and give yourself chances. There's games that got away from them. But when it's all said and done, there's going to be a big rollover on the roster. The questions that you talk about, Mark Carmen, listen, unfortunately, and I still think Matt Forte has a lot in the tank, but like Dan said, it's you have so many needs that it's really hard to tie up that much money when you got to tie up a guy that I wish we could get rid of, but no show. Jeffrey actually has, when he shows up, he actually can play. So you're going to have to dedicate money there that should have gone to Forte because this guy didn't have the fortitude or the guts to play injured. I'm talking where I know Forte can do that, but that's just how it works. Kyle Long is going to stay, Ed, I know, and I agree with you, but he's going to stay at tackle because, quite frankly, that's the premium spot in the National Football League. And he is their best lineman. He is their best. He is their best lineman, and that's where he's going to go. And he's going to stay there. And nobody's going to change that. It doesn't matter.
I differ with you guys again. He wasn't our best. Our best lineman was Slauson. Our most versatile and our best
this year. Yes,
play by play, game by game. Slauson is a monster. Kyle Long is a monster at guard. And you mean to tell me that we can't go out in free agency and find somebody and bring him in to play left tackle or right tackle?
No, it doesn't happen. The National Football League, that's the premium spot, Ed. I wish there are 32 teams and maybe 12 have a left tackle that they don't have to chip, although apparently our offensive coordinator doesn't understand the concept of tight ends chipping backs chipping on tackles.
What was the matter with taking Bushrod, bringing him back, he's healthy at left tackle. We paid a fortune for him to get him from New Orleans. Stick him in a left tackle. Let's see what Leno can do at right tackle. And if he needs some help, like Dan said and I said the fewer weeks before, let's get a back that can help chip, block, or a tight end. Let's see what we got. But keeping Kyle Long out of tackle is not the way to go. You're not going to win a Super Bowl. Period.
Hey,
it ain't going to happen.
I'm not arguing with you. What I'm telling you is,
accentuate the positive.
Telling you what's going to happen.
Is where he was at right guard. The thing that bothers me about this team, offensively, Cutler's there, game after game, ready to go. Why we don't even put a back or a slot back. We don't use anybody in motion. We don't use crossing ends.
No question.
Finally, today, we see a bomb thrown on a fly pattern for 45 yards. Okay?
To our kick returner.
Dan,
yeah, to our kick returner. And he catches it shockingly.
Offensively, we don't go after people. I mean, I look constantly and game after game and look, what the hell are they thinking about? Come on. Where's the crossing ends? Where's the deep post patterns? I don't get it. I'd rather see that than them a little bucket screens and slip screens or whatever you want to call them. I'm sick and tired of seeing that. But what I want to see him do is grow up and let's attack. And by the way, we won six games. What was it, in the fourth quarter? We were down a touchdown, and we settle with what, about 3 minutes to go or something like
5:41.
5:41 to go. We settle for a field goal. What does that do?
That's John Fox.
That's absolutely nothing. Let me finish. I'm telling you, that's the most aggravating thing I saw this whole game. Why aren't you trying to win the football game? And if you don't make it, you've got them down deep, Detroit deep in their own territory, and let's go after them defensively. Why you don't go and try and score a touchdown is beyond me. Try to win a football game.
Well, then I'll answer
the question.
This has been
driving me nuts all year.
I'll answer the question, Ed, and here's the answer is simple.
Well, you better have a good answer.
I do have a good answer, by the way. Yes, I do. It's called – we're not playing the Denver Broncos, but remember, we had this discussion against the Denver Broncos when he chose not to go for it, or he chose to kick the field goal, or he chose to go for it instead of kick the field goal, and they lose by a point or 2 points. That was a mistake. With 5:11 to go – they kick the field goal on 4th and 10. I understand if it's 4th and 4, 4th and 3, Ed, you do it there. I agree. But here's the point.
Glenn, they won 6 games. Six.
I understand, but you do not get away from what put you in position to win games. Jay Cutler had the ball with 2 minutes to go, and he throws an interception.
Okay.
That's the problem. They were driving. Cutler doesn't throw
that
pick, and he scores.
Grabbed his arm.
Right,
Glenn,
I get it, right, because our coordinator didn't think to chip with the running back. But the point being is, Ed, if Cutler has that opportunity and we actually play smart, I guarantee you he punches in the end zone and we're talking about a victory.
Okay, did that happen?
It did not. It did not.
There's a oh, wow, that was great, guys. Really enjoyed listening to all of that. Let me just make a couple points as we go to break. Number one, on the deep ball, that was the one catch all day by Deontay Thompson. You're talking about crossing routes? They ran a ton of them today with a guy by the name of Mark Mariani.
He caught a ton of balls.
That was passing over the middle.
Yes.
Not crossing in.
Well, he
that
crossed. He
finally,
crossed.
And by the way, we finally figured that out, too. Here, what I'm going here.
Yes.
If we're going to come back next year, okay, and we're going to have this philosophy of playing scared-to-death football and not attacking on both sides of the ball, you think we're going to get to the Super Bowl? Anybody in this room or any of our listeners out there, do you really believe we're going to get to the Super Bowl playing this kind of football? Not a chance.
We're not going to get to the Super Bowl with this kind of team talent either. So, I mean, you got to do both.
You
gotta
there
do
you
both.
Go.
We're saying, Ed, we're all saying the same thing. The frustration is they let it get to this point.
And let me explain. You know, and Ed, you've got to understand – what's going on here, and I've made this point over the years, you know, the five positions, premium positions, every great team has to have. You've got to have a great receiver, a great quarterback, and a great left tackle. Not a right guard, a great left tackle. On defense, you got to have a pass rusher and a great corner. Now, you could change that with a linebacker, but those are the five spots. Those are the spots. Now, wait a minute. Where I'm going with this is, this team, as we said here, right now, today, what do we got? We got one of them. We got one.
A great quarterback. Yep.
We got a great quarterback.
That's it.
Now
we've got running backs.
Well, running back doesn't
aren't
mean that
a premium
much in this league anymore.
Anymore.
You look at – I mean, I know Adrian Peterson's a great player. He'll probably – they'll hand the ball off 35 times tonight. They'll give it to somebody else 15 times. I'm just saying, the game has changed. But my point is, eventually – We have to identify what is the ultimate criteria. It looks to me like Adam Gase isn't trying to win. He's trying to look good.
Yep.
And on defense, Vic Fangio, knowing what he has on defense, knowing that, hey, we could get turnovers, we could try and maybe put us in a position to score more, but he doesn't want to get his butt embarrassed. So we don't blitz, and we play passive. So with the personnel we have today, Don't wait around for it. It ain't going to come until we get better.
You just made my point again, Dan.
That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what
I'm
saying.
That's why it's happening.
That's exactly what I'm saying is what you just said. And by the way, you talked about people coming in and changing and upgrading a little bit. Can you imagine this? We have a free agent inside linebacker to come in for a number one draft, Troy Shea McClellan, and that's an upgrade.
Scary.
How embarrassing is that?
Scary.
Well, and that's
a rookie third-round pick starting at safety, and it was an upgrade. That's embarrassing.
We can look at the biggest needs coming back, or we can also look at how much turnover there was this season and what Vic Fangio was up against putting this defense together.
Let me tell you something. I don't care if Dan or Glenn or you come up with that. Every time you come up with, like, this is the only team that injuries and things happen to, it happens with every team in this league. I told you. New England, 4 or 5 years ago, won a Super Bowl with 13 starters out.
I'm not arguing with you, OB. I'm not arguing with you at all. Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. Weeknights on WGN-TV News at 10. It wasn't just injuries. They were just bad. Get out of here.
We'll try something else. They don't have the personnel. Right. And then you add in the injuries, and it becomes really stinking.
Right. It was a combination, which, listen, they'll have more talent next year. It would be hard not to, you would think, with an offseason.
Well, we hope so. And that's Ryan Pace's job.
I'll give you the amount of cap space they have coming back here and what really is possible.
$50 million.
It's a lot. No, the tease, Obie. I was going to leave that out there.
There's not. That's not a lot of room, Mark.
If that's your best team,
it's not nothing.
No, we're in trouble.
That's not.
Yeah, if that's it.
That's not a fact.
That was a part of it, Obi. That was just
$14 million going to your wide receiver. You already took a big chunk.
I say I'll give you the number. Obi just fires it out there. Happen Obi with Kaz 720 WGN. Looking to talk to you 312-981-7200 720 WGN.
To the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Lions 24, the Bears 20.
Need help with that? 24-20 was the final.
Yes, I'm just finding the right pot for the rejoin there, Kaz. It's challenging over here. Don't think that this is not a tough job, but sitting in this seat.
It's really difficult.
Mueller, just relax over there, would you? Support your teammates. You're turning into like young Jay Cutler.
You know what? If I was a young Jay Cutler, I would be bopping my head, pushing you and say, cut him.
Didn't you come close? Did you get me shot earlier today, basically?
With a little tiny ball, a little sponge ball.
Yeah, that moves 250 miles an hour. We'll explain that later. The Mueller dealership's game-changing moment brought to you by the Mueller family of dealerships in Highland Park, Gurney, Hoffman Estates, and Merrillville. Hamp, you want to take that?
Yeah, well, it's a consensus. Guys, and this happened really early in the game. Detroit came out. And they went right down the field, a 9-play, 77-yard drive for a touchdown. With Jay Cutler and this meet-and-greet group that we talked about, name a receiver. I mean, it's that bad. But he was able to put together a 14-play, 77-yard drive and go down the field. And yet, when he threw a forced ball that a lot of people would say you're an idiot for throwing, trying to make something happen, unfortunately, Cameron Meredith did not do anything to protect his quarterback, and the ball was carried back into a safety's waiting arms, and it was an interception. So that was the moment in my mind that we said, okay, we don't have enough players that can play in the NFL and be able to give us a chance to win. Unfortunately, we never was in a position to come back and win the game after that.
My favorite receiving court today was when you had in the backfield Kadeem Carey and then split out Matt Forte and Jeremy Langford. At least they were getting creative.
Yeah, they had three running backs and a wide receiver in an empty backfield.
That was something. By the way, I get it. Teams go through lots of players. But the Bears used 35 players on defense this year through 15 games. Only the Giants in the NFL had more, which was 36, all right? 25 of those guys started at least one game, which that's incredible. And the Bears have started, listen to this one, the Bears have started more players who entered the NFL as undrafted rookies than they did as first round picks.
And they're and replacing folks, our number one draft choice.
See, that's, I
mean, it goes on and on. And here we got free agents replacing guys we drafted. That's
the point. The drafting has been so embarrassingly bad over the last 5, 7, 8 years
that guys off the street, doc workers,
the street come in and not only get a chance to play, but contribute. And unfortunately, Harold Jones Corte, who was awesome last week, basically fell apart right in front of our eyes today, giving up the first touchdown.
I mean, the best coaching guy on the whole staff this year, I think by far, was Vic Fangio. What he was able to piece together a credible defense with what they had, you got to give that guy a lot of credit.
No question about it.
Trust is everything. It's golden for your insurance needs. It's nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich, jeffvuk.com, serving our area for 37 years. Nationwide is on your side, jeffvuk.com. Coming up on the 3:30 news, we'll get into your calls, we promise, after the news. 312-981-7200. Biggest need for the Bears coming back. And yes, Obi?
Do I have time to give a few shout-outs?
Yeah, I'll go for it, Obi. You're Ed Obradovich. Go ahead.
These are people that have been with me for a long, long time in advertising. I'd like to thank Motorworks of Barrington Group, Tamaraz, Mr. Jim Hubb, Mick Austin. I like Parent Petroleum, our dear friend Pete Mancini. excuse me, Hanley, Arlington Heights Ford, John and Tony Guido and Johnny Jr., Hanley Dawson, Hanley the third and the fourth. Thank you guys so much. Jeff Vukovic, Vuk's been with me forever. Rogers Auto Group, Monty Scher and his son John. Orloff Imports, Howard Orloff, Jeff David Orloff, and Joe Coletta have been just phenomenal. And I'm looking at and the Muller Auto Dealer Group, which, I mean, I go back a long, long time there. To Mike Muller, Scott, Mark, and Glenn, to you guys, thank you so much for being with us and coming to WGN. And you guys are great advertisers and you're great car dealers. And a giant thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart.
Wait a second. Is this the last show?
Of this year. And so he's thanking the guys that have been with him for this season.
Of this season, this is it? We're not going to be back here next week? What am I going to do with myself? I'm not going to see you all three at noon next Sunday?
Boy, I know I'm happy. Not
well,
seeing you.
Mark, you'll actually have to get a life.
OB, I'm coming over. I'm coming over, OB. All right, coming back with the news, 720 WGN.
Second and six. Forte motions out, takes the swing. Open field. Forte turns the corner.
Could have been his last game as a Chicago Bear. That's probably the betting man's odds. Matt Forte, 17 carries, 76 yards on the day, and he also had three catches for 34 yards, so 105. I like that guy. I know we're kind of splitting here. Hamp doesn't want him back.
No, it's not that I don't want him back. You just can't afford to bring him back at the number that you'll have to pay him. That's
exactly
all.
And folks, see, don't misunderstand. He's been a fine player for the Bears for a long time. But I hate to say it, what have we won with him? Okay, it's not like you're breaking up a Super Bowl team or something. The point is, at this stage of the game, it is where do you get the bang for the buck for the dollar? We need offensive line and receivers a whole lot more than we need Matt Forte. That's what basically it boils down to.
12,608 career yards from scrimmage the last 8 years for Matt Forte, which is the best in the NFL. Better than Adrian Peterson. You know, that's rushing and passing. That's an impressive statistic.
Again, I will disagree with Mr. Hampton and Mr. Kozlowski, which I have all year about Forte. Now, you need to ask me a question?
I do. OB, who brought it today? It's sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. You know what to bring. Who brought it today?
Who brought it today? The guy that brought it every week is Cutler. Close second, Mariani did a fine job out there. But it's still Cutler. He fought all the way to the last second. What a year the kids had. So he's the guy that brought it.
17 to 23, 245 yards, two touchdowns. He did throw three interceptions, but you could argue that at
two
least...
Two of them, they were hanging on him.
Right, right.
And the third one could have gotten knocked down.
The first one should have been batted down by a competent receiver. The other two, okay, he's trying to make something happen. Guys, part of the reason he forced those balls today was, go back and look what happened last week. Okay, we beat Tampa Bay. Big deal. Woohoo! The receivers averaged about 5 yards a catch. Anywhere in the NFL, look at the stats. You're going to be fired if you're a coach on any team where your receivers average anything close to 5 yards a catch. So, that being said, he is trying to make something happen. OB, y'all, all year, make something happen down the field.
Absolutely.
Those two picks, he's trying to make something happen down the field.
312-981-7200. You can weigh in on Cutler, and if you want him back, if you want.
And Cutler is signed, Mark, so unless they make a trade, stop with that. Let's talk about the guys right now that we know for sure you have to make a decision. I don't care what Vegas said. I know it's out there,
it's
but there's nothing right now that says, do we want Cutler back? He's on your roster. You're paying him right now.
I think he's going to be here too, Kaz, but that is a conversation
point. The real
point.
Conversation
is
Forte. And personally, look, if you don't want to go with the no-show, I'm for it.
And that, hey,
bring
listen,
me Forte over Jeffrey every day of the week.
No-show is a huge conversation point too. Feel free. There's a lot out there right now.
Let's get to the callers.
Yes, sir. Bob in Downers Grove, you're on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Bob.
All right, thanks. Hi, guys. How you doing?
All right, Bob.
tough season, but, you know, overall, I guess, like you said, Cutler did a pretty good job with what he had, and let's face it, we lost six games by, you know, 6 points or less. But my point is how this team starts games. I just went back and looked at the 16 games, and the opponent to start the game scored first 11 out of the 16 games. Do you know how many at the end of the first quarter, how many games do you think we were leading?
Not many, if any. I mean, a couple maybe?
I came up with one.
Yeah.
Record was 1-13-2, and one of the twos was a missed point after attempt.
Bob, what are you doing next season? You want an official stat roll on the show? Maybe we can get you locked in.
I love these stats. These are great stats.
Bob, let me tell you something. And I've been saying this all year long. If this is the way we're going to run our offense and we're going to approach every game, not attacking, not doing what people do, not giving you what the rules of this game give you and not taking advantage of it, and you're going to claw your way through four quarters or get down to the end of the fourth quarter where maybe a field goal or a Hail Mary pass is going to get you a victory, you will never get to the Super Bowl. We are not aggressive enough on either side of the ball. I've been saying it, and I don't care if we have injuries or whatever we have. You're going to sit back and play this kind of stuff. This is what you're going to get. If we do it again next year, folks, what you see this year, you're going to get next year. Guaranteed.
Bob, I think your point is pretty simple, and Dan, you and
they're
I are
coming out slow
it.
And not being aggressive. That was his point.
Yeah, no, the problem is the head coach sets the tone for every game, and that's a fact of life. And unfortunately, Dan, you've talked about it every week. When you come out flat like this, that rests on John Fox's desk, and he has to do something different because, you know, Bob pointed out the obvious. They come out flat every single game.
312-981-7200. They were way more competitive this year, but they still only won one more game than the disaster that was Mark Trestman. And that's just a fact. They were in every game, and they could have won at least four
because
to five more.
Because of the style that they played, right, kept them in games.
312-981-7200. Let's get George on the south side who wants to talk about the DBs. Go ahead, George. You're on 720 WGN.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're great, George.
Okay. I watched the game, and unfortunately, we still have the same problem. Our secondary in the defense still has the bend-but-not-break attitude, and when they do tackle somebody, they either get run over or they get dragged. Our receivers, I don't know how to say this, but obviously our receivers don't know how to fight for a ball. And the example I give is what that last pass that Cutler threw before he got hit. The Bear receiver saw the ball coming, but he slowed down and kept on going like he wasn't going to catch it.
Right.
Meanwhile, a Lion player sees the same thing. He turns on the Jets, and he scoots over there and catches the ball before it hits the ground. Now, that being said, unless the Bears can address these situations, they're going to have the same problems next year. And one other thing, too, before I hang up and let you talk about this, we need to also do something about the coin tosses. We're giving away too many coin tosses, and in most cases, they come back to bite us, especially when the opposition team scores first.
Yeah, we like to defer,
thank
and
you,
we're always seven down after we defer. And that's what George is talking about on the coin toss.
It's a fair point.
We defer all the time, and then we're down seven.
Guys, and you know, again, stats, you know, Dickie, you say stats are for losers. Well, guess what? When you got a Pro Bowl-laden roster, you can say that stuff and people block, you know, kind of buy into it. I'm telling you, stats do mean something. Like I said, receivers averaging 5 yards a catch, not an attempt, not a target, 5 yards a catch. That's like junior high. Now, all that being said, the opponents scored first in 11 of 16 games. We lost 10 of 16 games. Do the math. There's a correlation there. The other part about this is, you know, George is making this point about the receivers, and see, that's that is something that I've been, you know, brought to kicking and screaming for years and years. I did not want to basically allocate a lot of value in receivers. I thought, you know, almost like Bill Belichick, you know, garden variety receivers with a great quarterback is good enough. I'm telling you, great receivers, because of what you've been beating the drum about, OB, this is a passing league. Matt Forte catches 100 balls. We will win 5 games. Big deal. It's about receivers. It's become a pass receivers game. Now, that being said, this group that I talked about, Josh Bellamy, Cam Meredith, Mark Mariani, Deontay Thompson, that's the guys that we had on the field today in a bona fide. This wasn't preseason. This was an NFL game, week 16. And if we think we're going to either scare a defense or put a little bit of fear in them with these receivers, you're sadly mistaken. But the bottom line is there is a lot more to just getting open and catching the ball, fighting for the ball, making the acrobatic grab, making sure you protect the ball in third down situation, all those different things. We've got a bunch of, you know, garden variety receivers that don't even have a clue.
All I know is Kevin White better be at least 80% of what's advertised, because all season long, this is the greatest guy ever, and he's going to be phenomenal.
Did you see West Virginia's other, the number 12 last night? He's better than anybody we got on our team right now.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you this much. Yeah, White is going to be better than anybody we have right now on our team.
But the kid, I'm saying the one that's still in college.
Yeah, bring him up and we'll be okay.
Get him too. At least maybe he won't break his leg.
Craving Gino's East legendary deep dish pizza, handmade with their famous buttery, flaky crust, loaded with the freshest ingredients, then topped with the flavorful sauce. Bring the family to Gino's East. They better draft a wide receiver at some point. With 10 locations in Chicagoland, they're closer than you think. Try the favorites like the Meaty Legend, the Chicago Fire, or their signature patty-style sausage. And if you can't make it to them, Gino's East will come to you. Order pizza delivery to your home or ship this iconic Windy City legend nationwide. For delivery zones and info, visit GinosEast.com.
You know, Dan had mentioned some time ago when we first started out on the show about, did you guys watch the bowl games? Those bowl games?
These are
college teams with quarterbacks launching the ball.
Down the field.
Down the field.
Always. Instead of it being trickle down, it should be trickle up.
Yes.
The colleges are on the cutting edge.
I mean, Dan, you mentioned there's probably about 12 you think that could come in here and play for us. Well, if those people are out there, let's take a long, hard look at them, because the colleges are doing the same thing the NFL is doing, throwing the football, because you want to know what? Television rules the NFL. Make no mistake about that. They don't want a 10-7 game, a 14-10, a 17-14 game. They want a track meet. They want 48-41. That's what television wants. What do? Change the rules. You can't touch a quarterback. You can't touch a receiver.
I like the guy out in Arizona State, DJ Foster, just for the record. 312-981-7200. Get to your calls, and we'll talk a little Alshon Jeffrey coming back here and what the play is there. It's Hamp and OB with Kaz. We're presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. It's 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, indeed. It's been great to be with you all season long. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. My name is Mark Carman. Yes, OB?
Before we jump into the callers, I just want, again, a quick holler out to people, Dan and Glenn and Mark, that love our show, to Keith and Kathy. I ran into them at Morton's out in the suburbs, and they're great fans of our show, great Bear fans. So, again, to Keith and to Kathy, Happy New Year, wonderful, stay listening. And they, as a matter of fact, they live in Algonquin. Wonderful people.
Love you, Keith and Kathy. The defensive star of the game is brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Hamp, anybody stick out for you as far as your defensive player of the game? Not really.
And you know, again, John Timu is a kid that keeps showing up.
8 tackles. Yeah, 8 solos today.
He's doing what is expected of that position, something we weren't getting all year, OB.
Oh, God.
The 13 weeks Or and you know, Shea McClellan and Christian Jones weren't
don't get
even
me started on
hey,
him.
Okay. Lamar Houston, though, would be a guy that I would say he had a sack, he had a tackle for a loss, and he had a two quarterback hits. So, you know, if we're going to pick a guy, we'll say Lamar Houston. Timo is an easy guy because he replaced the worst first-rounder in the history of the Chicago Bears next to Stan Thomas, right?
Yep.
That's a name from the past.
Yep. So, and the other part about this is, and, you know, I said it, what do we have two guys on our defense that could have started for the Lions? Now, the Lions aren't going to in the playoffs. The Lions aren't winning anything. I'm just saying, we've got a lot of work to do. And it only goes back to the point where, you know, the coaches, they know the talent better than we do, better than you do, folks. I'm just saying, maybe that's why we're getting what we're getting as far as the certain play calls and the performances.
Well, right. You know what? The Lions, second half of the season, went 7-1, guys.
Yeah.
7-1. So they're going to be around next year. You got Minnesota coming up, you know, and when you got Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, you know, they're not going away. They're not taking a vacation. So it's going to be pretty tough next year. We better get our stuff together. We better start playing big boy football.
And back to that slow start nonsense. You know, all year long.
We have,
and it starts at the top. And it comes down to the coordinators, position coaches, the sense of urgency or whatever. And yet we go out and we basically, you know, say, hey, go ahead and drive on us. We'll spot you a touchdown before, you know.
We'll defer.
We even start.
Yep.
And that's what happened. Now, more importantly, we never really counted or engaged. And at some point during the course of the game, down in St. Louis, in San Diego, that's when Jay Cutler kind of took it upon himself and started making plays and got us back into games, and we won some of those games. But if we're talking about a team so devoid of talent that it has to be addressed and replacement players brought in, John Fox is, you know, his deal is he's a veterans coach.
Right.
We need a, you know, I'm just saying, John Fox needs to look in the mirror. He's the coach. They're not going to fire him. He's got a couple more years here. He better understand this team has to get better in a lot of ways. He does too. He has to have more fire in the gut because we didn't see this football team playing the way they have to play at any point during the course of the season other than maybe a handful of times. And again, even up in Green Bay, we never really fully engaged until late in the second quarter. So, John Fox, whatever you want to say, you want to call this a successful first year, I'm saying, well, we'll let you have this one. It's a slider. Next year, you got to be a lot better, too.
Yeah, maybe you'll have a little more ownership after being here a full year and know that the heat's going to get turned up a lot more in year two. Let's get to the phones. Don in Lake in the Hills on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Don.
How you doing, guys? I just wanted to say that when they finally got two receivers, Jeffrey and Marshall, and Pace gets rid of Marshall, I said, there goes the season. Now, I don't know what kind of problems Marshall had with the team, but you couldn't get a better receiver and a better blocker downfield. And refresh my memory, what did we get for him?
Well, here's the problem, Don. They went 5-11 last year with those two wide receivers in their starting lineup. So I think when you add all that up along, and that's not the only reason it happened, obviously, but that's probably why, along with the fact that he was flying to New York during game week on Mondays, that the Bears said they had enough and with Marshall.
And Don, they got Adrian Amos, fifth-round pick. They traded Marshall and a seventh-rounder, got a fifth-rounder, returned into Adrian Amos. And you're right, Brandon Marshall had a phenomenal season this year.
How'd they do, by the way? Are they in the playoffs?
No, they
okay,
lost.
Lost.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go.
For the record, I never want, you know.
I know you liked them. I know you liked them.
You can't get better by getting rid of good players. Nobody handled him. Mark Trestman, the pansy that he was, basically allowed Marshall to go crazy, and nobody put him back in his place.
Right.
Everybody needs structure. He didn't get it.
And that's the point, too, Hamp, because people said, well, he's always terrible when he's been in place for a while. John Fox could have come in here and handled him the way he handled Cutler. You don't know what you would have gotten from Brandon.
Well, maybe. I would agree.
But you know what? Hey, Ryan Pace, first time, wanted to make a statement, send a charge to the locker room. Guess who I'm getting rid of?
Yeah, well, then he got rid of Brandon, then he goes out and he signs Ray McDonald. How'd that look? How'd that work out?
And perfect point.
I mean, if you're going for chemistry and good guys, that those.
Yeah, no, I hear it. Mark. Nobody's arguing that.
Jeremiah
point.
Ratliff's in the parking lot,
right?
Yes, still, and Marshall had a great year in New York.
And Brandon off the field, yeah, he's a pain in the ass, but he's also done a lot of nice things for mental disorder.
A head coach would have said, "No, you're not doing the stupid HBO show."
Right, get here, be a football player.
Somebody's got to be daddy.
Right, exactly right. All right, quick timeout. We'll get into news. Back to you, and we'll hear from Matt Forte as perhaps his final press conference. Yes, OB.
Callers, I'm just telling you right now, hang in, folks. This is going to be our last show. Let's make it a
doozy.
Let's make it a you got it.
All right, 720 WGN.
By Lawson, and then intercepted. James Ahedebo got his hands under it after Lawson knocked it away.
Still have a timeout left, 23 seconds. Cutler a deep drop, got rid of it. Intercepted. Tahir Whitehead using a stiff arm to flip the field and then some inside the 40.
24-20. Season comes to an end at Soldier Field. The Bears set a record today, guys. A Chicago Bears record. They lost 7 games at home in one season. I mean, that's...
That's never happened before, and that's brutal.
I mean, that is 1-7 at home.
Well, wait a minute. This has been going on for quite a while.
Well, they've never gone 1-7.
Remember back? Just go back with Lovey, all those great defenses and whatever have you, and when it came to a couple important games, you guys remember this? We had the home field advantage. We're playing at home. And guess what? They came in and slapped us around. So this just didn't start. This has been going on for several years. Too many years, to be exact.
I mean, 1-7, though, that's an all-time record.
Yeah, that's the worst now, right?
They beat the Oakland Raiders.
The word is pathetic.
Yeah, well, that's a fair word. Start of the 4 o'clock hour, sponsored by the GinosEast.com. We love the pizza all season long. 312-981-7200. We're going to get to Pernell McPhee at some point here, who blamed the fans for some of that 1-7, the atmosphere at Soldier Field.
Well, we're going to go to the fans now.
Yes, we'll go to the fans right now. But Pernell McPhee coming up saying that, hey, people that come into Soldier Field, you got to do a better job. 312-981-7200. Sean is in Joliet, and he is now on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, guys. I'd like to say it was a good show all season long. I thought that you guys definitely kept us informed on everything that was going on. Thank you guys very much. As far as Forte, I feel like that's a durable back. I feel like getting rid of him would be the wrong choice. I feel like as far as running back, we need the running game. But I'll say it all season long. It's just like I said last two seasons, you know, as long as Jay Cutler's our quarterback, we'll never win a Super Bowl.
Hey, Sean.
That man has portrayed so much injuries and so many things. I believe that John Fox's best choice is to go to the draft game, find a quarterback that carried his team, even if the team wasn't too good, if you could find a quarterback that carried his team and that could understand, because Jay Cutler's last play and at that quarterback position portrayed his whole career as a Chicago Bear. Yes, go ahead.
No, Sean, I was going to say, I like your choice at running back. Absolutely. Forte should be here. I don't care what scenario you bring up. That's how you win a Super Bowl with a guy like him.
And I can
kind of understand you feeling about Cutler the way you do. Kind of understand it. But, Sean, you got to look at what he has done this year. I mean, finally, I believe this is his 8th year. He's grown up. He's become a mature man, mature quarterback, and his whole demeanor has totally and completely changed. I mean, that's the great thing about him. And I'll tell you this, there's not a lot of great quarterbacks out in this league. There just aren't, okay?
I don't think that Jay Cutler, I understand that there's not a lot of quarterbacks in this league. If you look at Chicago's history with coaches and quarterbacks, we don't give a guy time to adapt. We finally did. We gave Jay Cutler over 5 years to adapt. And we have not gotten anywhere, really, with Jay Cutler. The NFC Championship game, we had to rely on almost, a third stringer in the end to help us just get through the game.
Hey, Sean, let me ask you, though, who do you like?
We're tired of that.
Who do you like, though?
We need some progress here.
Sean?
Who do I like?
Who would you identify a quarterback at a college? Because, look, I'm all, hey, you tell me that there's a guy that we could build around? I have no issue with it. Who is that guy?
That quarterback out of Iowa just now, the quarterback that I was looking in Iowa, I like that quarterback. He's been durable all year long. You look at that defense has been real good, but that offense has been able to use screens. And that is where Forte thrives, is in the screen. If you notice that Forte ain't good hitting the wall and trying to find a good gap. He's not a Walter Payton. He's not a Barry Sanders. But if you can get him after the line, then you can find Forte in the screen. There's a lot good. He's picked up so many yards in his career under screen.
Sean, appreciate the phone call, my friend. We got to let you go because we got a bunch of calls in there. Listen.
He's talking about the kid Beathard, Bobby Beathard's grandson.
Yes, C.J. Beathard.
Who's a decent quarterback.
But he got lit up in that game against Stanford.
They couldn't hold on, their own against another college team that was an also-ran. Guys, the two best, highest-rated quarterbacks in the draft is the kid down at Memphis who played miserably in the bowl game.
Paxton
Lynch.
And
the kid Goff in California. And I watched those games very closely, all of them. I'm looking for throws that tell me this kid can play at the next level. I didn't see it. So if you think you're going to find somebody in the draft that can supplant Jay Cutler, keep dreaming.
It's Sean, not going to happen.
Sean,
not this year.
You had the right call. Again, on Forte, you're wrong here. You're wrong. I mean, if Cutler would have played like he has the last 7 years, I mean, I would agree with you 100%. But not now. There's not a lot of them around. And Jay, I'll tell you what, put the right uniform on, put the right face, took this team to heart. And I'm very thankful for that.
By the way, if we're going to build an offense where we're around deception plays like screens and draws, count me out. I don't want to watch.
Well, that's playing scared football, and you don't win.
I want to attack Super Bowls. Those work great. Screens work great when everybody's
when they get heavy rushes
because
right.
they're scared.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Have I finally won you guys over to throwing a ball down the field?
I've always felt that way, Ed.
But Adam Gase, I agree a lot more
than you realize.
I must have misunderstood.
Yeah.
Adam Gase didn't want any three interception games on his resume.
Yeah, well, I was just explaining why we weren't doing it, because Gase is trying to get a head coaching job and didn't want to. So you're right. Until we get a coordinator that just wants to coach this team and win a Super Bowl – We're going to keep struggling.
Well, you mentioned Gase. Chip Kelly's out in Philly.
Want him.
Okay. The Dolphins fired Joe Philbin. They're going to have a change. They're not going to stick with their interim guy. Ken Wisenhunt's out in Tennessee. You've got Mike Pettine, who's going to be fired in Cleveland. Chuck Pagano's going to be out in Indy. Mike McCoy's going to be gone in San Diego. Tom Coughlin may or may not be back with the Giants. Jim Caldwell may or may not be back with the Lions. Adam Gase.
He might go to Detroit, and guess what? McCoy is the guy I'd like here as our offensive coordinator. I like Mike McCoy as a coordinator.
3 years ago, we loved him.
He's a great coordinator.
Before the Richard Simmons era of Trestman.
That's who we wanted.
3-1-2.
What was that then?
Richard Simmons. Mark Trestman. When he got hired, I said to Dan, who would listen to that guy? Everybody just would look at him and go, shut up. I'm not going to listen to you. And they just do what they want like they did for the 2 years. Right, Ed?
I hear you.
There were no other candidates at the time, only the head coach of the year and Bruce Arians. 312-981-7200. Your phone calls welcome here. Hampton will be with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bob, Mount Prospect, you're on 720 WGN. Go ahead.
Yeah. My question is this. The comment that you made about Matt Forte's worth, I agree that Matt Forte is a smart player, and he's a very good player. However, if you've noticed the last couple of years, Mr. Forte has a tendency to slow down. He's not a speed demon. He can't get away from anybody, okay? And he has a tendency to kind of forget where he's at. There were a couple plays today where I watched him where he was heading into the line and then went wide and was kind of picking his way around, and he got caught by a pretty good-sized linebacker. And I'm thinking, you can't do that. You got to be smart enough. You got to be a burner. You got to be strong. You got to push that line. You got to push yourself a little bit. Matt Forte can't do that anymore. And if he can't, he can be as smart as heck or whatever and a decent player. But I think the two running backs that we now have could work out very easily in supplanting him.
No question about it. Yeah, Tulloch, the linebacker, looked like he was 30 pounds overweight, ran him down on two separate occasions. And again, Matt Forte, he's a good player. Notice I never say great or fine. I say he's a good player. But the point is, there has to be a point where you become your own blocker. And he never really does that On occasion, he will. But most of the time, he's got a little bit too much patience and change of pace, and then he gets caught kind of flat-footed.
312-981-7200.
What are his stats? Oh, you want in his career?
He's got the most last 8 years. Ob
yes. rushing, not combined. Mark, because you're combining rushing. Those. And there's a big difference.
Let Mark
combining
say
them.
What he's gonna say.
Hey, the reason he's getting the ball is because we've never had a receiver here.
I can't hear you.
Come on,
Mark.
12,608 career yards from scrimmage. That leads the NFL the last 8 years.
Total yards.
Yes.
That means running and passing.
It's better
would
than
you like to have a back like that.
It's better than Adrian Peterson, who's a pretty good back.
There 11, you go.
11,935. Now these guys, before the show, you made the point that you never know when they're going to fall off a cliff. Running backs going from productive
last
to
time
not.
I checked, Adrian
they
Peterson
do immediately.
Was suspended all last year. Last time I checked, he's had a bunch of injuries where he tore his knee up.
Yeah,
my forte ever. So I mean, that's a loaded comparison. Come on, give me a break.
But he's the best in the last 8 years of
okay,
any
right,
running back.
Great, right. And I love
it tells
that.
You that
and,
backs and, don't really matter that much in the big picture.
Well, with this guy, it does, Dan. He comes out of
he's
that backfield. He's been the
player.
Safety valve. Game after game, year after year, how many times he's converted on a third down
and what have
for
we
Cutler
won?
To go to
what
him.
Have we won?
Huh?
Well, and I agree, Ed, but the problem is this. Look, I want to keep Matt Forte, but I also am a realist and understand that there's a cap and you have a wide receiver that hasn't shown us anything that you have to – you're forced to keep
I'm
whether
sure
you like it or
they
not.
Keep
so you
him,
figure
they're
it
not going to pour millions and millions, okay? And if you trade him, you try to get rid of him, you'll probably get something next to nothing. He's still more valuable. He's a great guy. He's never been a problem. He shows up week after week, year after year, guys. I can't again not disagree with you guys more about Forte.
312-981-7200. We will hear from Matt
Bye.
Forte. I think Ham's going to be right, but hey, I like you standing
I
on the wall.
I love the fact OB loves it.
I yeah. love it too because it's
back.
A loyalty. He's a throwback guy.
He's,
I get
he's
it.
A good back.
It. Yeah, he is a good back. Back.
Will you guys give me?
He's a good back.
Break.
Hey, listen, I
Let's
could go
deal
over there.
In
hey,
reality what? Here. Stop it already.
Do you? I guarantee. I go over there to Detroit and say right now, we'll trade you Forte for Joique Bell. You think that they'd say yes?
I don't know, Dan.
That tells you he's a good back. Do you think if they said Adrian Peterson for Joique Bell, they'd go,
I
yeah,
think a back,
yeah,
yeah. I think a back 10 years in the league,
saying.
You're not going to get a lot for him.
Worth.
He's more valuable here. I don't give a damn. He's more valuable here than he is somewhere else. His leadership, his ability to run, to catch a pass. Come on, guys. What the hell have you been looking at?
It's about the cost that it will cost. If he's willing to take that hometown discount, I'm all for Matt Forte
being
there.
But what's the
discount? I guarantee you he will.
$7 million, that's still too much.
But you
got to get rid of Bushrod. You got to get rid of Forte.
Wait a minute,
Dan. You got to get rid of the Jared Allen money, the Ratliff money. You've got a lot of money you got to clear out.
We gave Houston $35 million. We gave Jay Cutler... What do you make? 2 years ago, $23.5 million. Last year, $16 million. This year, what? $16 million
14,
again?
14. So he's 14, coming down.
14
yeah,
million.
He is going down.
You talk about misspent money, and we don't want to protect a guy that's given everything he's had for the past almost 10 years here. Come on!
This week, Chicago's Best is shining a light on 5 inspiring stories giving back this holiday season. Chicago's Best, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV, 312-981-7200. Yes, OB?
Going into the break, they're still wrong, and we come out again, they're wrong.
hey, I like it. Climb on that wall and stay right there. 720 WGN.
Touchdown, Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Locker room interviews are sponsored by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. We're going to hear from Matt Forte in a matter of moments here. Hamp, your prediction for this interview?
Well, it'll be a good interview. Not a great one, but a good one.
He's wrong again.
It'll be a solid interview.
It'll be a solid actually, I'm predicting this.
When it's over, what do you got?
Wait a minute. Just run those stats by me again.
12-608, best in the league last 8 years, OB. But this is going to be a good but
boom,
not great
the gavel
interview.
Went down.
Well, everybody, all the other backs are recovering from
case dismissed.
I'm actually predicting this interview to be below average because he was never been entertaining. But let's hear from the fine running back.
As an interviewer, right?
Yes. He's just
interviewee.
He's never really connected.
That's because he gives it all out on the field.
He's exhausted.
I like it, OB. All right, here's Matt Forte.
You know, day and moment, if you will.
Matt, knowing how much the guys in the locker mean to you, a lot of them in there today said you were the best they've ever played with, and whether you're here or not, they talked about the respect they have for you.
Are you listening to this?
Teammates, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, that's what you play the game for. You play the game to earn respect from your opponents and also your peers, which are your teammates. And so for them to say that obviously lets me know and kind of reassures you that you've been doing a good job and been a hard worker your career. And so, I feel like that I've been doing the right thing. And so if I continue to do that, I'll be in a good place when I finish playing football.
What do you hope you accomplished as a leader to those younger running backs?
Yeah, just kind of let them know at an early stage, you know, kind of the road to just, you know, to learn from maybe some of the mistakes I made and some of the stuff that I've seen other guys do and learn from that, too. So just kind of let them know what to be, you know, heads up for and don't get caught off guard by anything. So and also just to stress to them that it's not good enough just to be, okay, I made it to the NFL, or I get a little bit of playing time. You know, you got to strive for, bigger and better things, you know. Not only just being a good player on a team, but, you know, bringing other guys up and try to make them get the best out of them so that, your team is the best it can possibly be.
Your status is obviously up in the air. Do you have a feeling one way or another where we're going, you know, all things were equal, would you love to stay here?
Again, yes, I'd like to stay here. But, I don't have any control over that right now. When free agency hits, we'll obviously, cross that bridge when it gets here. But, I obviously would like to finish my career out with the Bears. I've played here the last 8 years. Was drafted by them, so that's special to me. And, it'd be cool to be able to do that. And, I've been able to break a few records that have been in place for a long time, and be nice to continue that, but it doesn't always happen in this business, so I gotta make the best decision for me and the family as well too.
Were you more reflective as you put on the uniform, as you said, put on the field today?
What did I reflect on?
Were you more reflective about your situation, where you're at?
I just, I wanted to have as much fun out there as possible and, continue to, try to help the team win out there. And it was just fun being out there, being in a huddle again. And, it was cool because I actually took a few extra seconds, like during timeouts when we were in the huddle, kind of look around the stadium and stuff and really kind of take it all in because, you know, as a young player, it goes by so fast, you kind of take it for granted. And so it was nice to be able to do that, too.
Sounds like a guy who knows that he is out the door right there and taking a little extra time, looking around. This is Soldier Field. I'm wearing a Bears uniform. I probably will not be doing that next season. And this is, obviously new NFL. This is old school, OB. There's no way that he would be going anywhere. But with free agency, I mean, it's just the reality, right? You were talking earlier today about how this looks to the current Bears.
My point is that this is how you win a Super Bowl with guys like Forte, not some of these lunatics that are running around this league. I mean, come on. Let's deal in reality here.
Speaking of non-lunatics, trust is everything. It's golden for your insurance needs. It's nationwide agent Jeff Vukovic, jeffvuk.com, OB's guy, serving our area for 37 years. Nationwide is on your side, jeffvuk.com. All right, you heard from Matt Forte, 312-981-7200. We'll get a little Cutler for you, and then Pernell McPhee is blaming you. The Bears fans driving home from Soldier Field right now, you are part of the problem, 1-7 at home this season. All that's coming up. Yes, Obi?
No, it's a big mistake, son. Big mistake in this town.
Not the play that you – well, but it's happened before, and people forget. Kyle Long did the same thing. 720 WGN. C 720 WGN. We got 1 hour to go. It's the Blackhawks and the Senators at the United Center at 5:30. Our pregame, Judd Surratt, John Weidemann, Troy Murray. So you want to get in on Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Do it now, 312-981-7200. And I also, we've been talking about Pernell McPhee. So let's play what he had to say about the fans at Soldier Field. The Bears going 1-7 at Soldier Field. Pernell McPhee has been one of the leaders, and at times, Hamp, you would agree, I mean, right there with Cutler, really, when he was healthy, they were the best player on the field this year.
Yep. There were times early in the season when he was the team MVP, but you know, he's got a bulky knee. He's got to get healthy. He's got to be more effective throughout the entire 16-game season. You know, hey, 45 plays a game, sell out, get ready, be in shape, and have a great year next year.
Here he is after the game, Pernell McPhee.
Sometimes I wish we could have our away, our fans when we on the road. I wish we could have them at home. That's all I'm going to say. It's like they won't lie on the road. But, you know, it's a blessing, man. This is a great organization. It's a great city, great fans. But it's like when we on the road, we be crunk. And then, I don't know what it is.
I'm not exactly sure what that means.
I don't think he does either. Here's the overarching point, OB. They're 5-3 on the road, so there were good times on the road. They're 1-7 at home. Those are bad times. I don't blame the world's greatest fans for having an attitude about the fact that we come out and we stink to join up. Not sometimes, not once in a while, but every time, other than one game against the Raiders, which was a last-minute drive by Jay Cutler to win. If we don't do that, we're 0-8 at home. Think about that.
Let's Ryan Pace is going to speak tomorrow, right? The Bears general manager.
It may be a day or two.
Yeah, well,
probably Tuesday.
it's scheduled, Hamp. He's talking tomorrow, right?
Oh, but, is it good?
Yeah. Well, he hasn't spoken. To me, it's kind of a little bit offensive that the general manager of your Chicago Bears hasn't made himself available since training camp. You would think that with everything that's gone on this year, at some point you would hear from him. But regardless.
But wait a minute. Now, that's pretty much what they all do. They don't play hide and go seek. They play hide.
Okay, but
I'm just telling you.
That's fine. Some GMs are a little more accessible than Ryan Pace has made himself early in his Bear career here, OB. He hasn't earned the right to be in the Bill Belichick quiet corner.
And how were those general managers?
But he's trying to build their – he's working right now because they are constantly changing this roster. Bottom line is, Mark, you made it sound like McPhee was dogging the fans, and in reality, it was pretty mild.
We just played a very small snippet of it, and what the information that I had, Kaz, was that he took a shot at the fans. And Adam Hogue was there, and he'll be in studio with us at 5 o'clock so we can give more detail on what McPhee said. But regardless, maybe we did go a little too hard at Pernell. And I've enjoyed Pernell. The guy's got a good personality.
He's trying to infer something that he wants the fans
to be more crazy, right?
If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
Right.
Okay, that's a golden rule. That's for your mama. That ain't when you pay $180 a seat and $50 for parking and $17 a beer.
And you have four of those tickets.
Yeah. That goes out the window. That's the fans' prerogative. So hence the word fan. You want to win them over. Got it?
Yeah, it's just not a smart play.
And more importantly, last time I checked, you don't want fans fans geeked up and fired up? Play well. It works all the time. It's shocking how that works.
Try not to fall behind in two-thirds of the games, okay? Oh, that's right. We lost two-thirds of the games.
Right. The opening drive probably took the gusto out of the fans.
Here we go again.
All season long.
That was said.
Happened again today. All right, here, look. Pace is speaking tomorrow, and I don't know what he's going to say, but let me ask you guys. We'll go around the room. Biggest need for the Chicago Bears in the offseason, 2016, the draft coming around, end of April.
20 seconds, Cos. Who do you –
Wait a minute. Let's clarify this. Are you talking about
– I'm talking about draft?
Draft.
Or free agency or draft
or
and
all
free
of
agency? All the above?
All of the above, but let's go with the draft. I understand I'm a best player on the board guy. Fine, but – regardless, let's put position in there. Let's say they're equally talented. What position are you drafting for this team?
Well, you've got to start up front on the offensive line. And I think you've got to solidify really the center spot, because I saw Slauson today play center, and we ran the ball much better up the middle with Slauson at center.
No question.
And so you got to get better there. You need another tackle. And to me, that's your top priority right now.
OB?
Offensive line.
Really?
Offensive line. I would really take, if I don't know how many are out there in the college ranks. Now, we're talking about college, right? Drafts, not free agency.
Correct.
Okay. I would draft offensive line number one. My second round draft would be a offensive lineman in my second round.
Yep.
Not unless there was a guy, Glenn and Dan, that was really a difference maker at an inside linebacker, then I would take him. But I would shore up that offensive line. We got a quarterback. We got to keep him healthy. He's getting a little older now. And that's where it all begins, folks, is up front. Offensive line and defensive line.
Okay, and you wanted to clarify what you thought, draft or free agency.
Right.
You can miss a whole lot of offensive linemen. For whatever reason, a lot of first-round draft picks in the offensive line can't play. We found that out here painfully.
Right.
I would sign the best right tackle that I could in free agency and move Kyle Long to left.
Yeah, we're talking about
a draft, Dan. And my draft pick. And this is my prediction. It's the big defensive end five technique for Oregon. He's 6'7", 285 pounds. He'll be gone. I don't know. He's probably going to be around 15 to 20, and that's what we're going to draft. I'm just saying that's the guy I would find somebody you could build around on.
Well,
the
so
defense.
you're talking either way. We're all saying the same thing. You have either the offensive line or defensive line. Everybody knows you win up front.
But then second, third, fourth round, I think I'd draft wide receiver.
I think you can find speed in the later rounds at wide receiver. There's a lot of them out there. And we saw
John
a ton
Brown,
in college.
The kid that, basically is the straw that stirred the hidden hand of the Arizona Cardinal offense, which isn't doing great today, but that speed of John Brown, he was the third round pick. Nobody, what about the kid that we have to play now twice a year? Up in Minnesota. We'll watch him tonight.
Yep.
The kid from Maryland. What's his name? The rookie?
14. Jersey number 14.
Yeah.
He didn't start till mid-season. He's a speedster.
He has great speed.
You're talking about
the Vikings.
Minnesota wide receiver.
He was from
Maryland. He'd been hurt, and the Vikings took a flyer on him in the sixth round. And the kid's playing he'll be the on the all rookie team, Cleary or something like that.
Diggs maybe?
No, Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs
is who you're talking about.
And so that's what I'm saying. We need three or four of those kind of guys to have on the roster. That when somebody's hurt, somebody didn't pan out. We've got it's not like Eddie Royal this year. We signed him, and really truly expected him to be a major contributor.
Flop.
He did nothing.
Nothing.
And even
missed
then,
today
he
with
run.
An injury, right?
And he's big as,
or sickness,
you know what.
Right, Mark?
Absolutely. But,
I'm just saying, we've got to get speed on the outside. Otherwise, why are you spending all this money for a quarterback that you're not utilizing? It makes no sense. I've never understood that.
It was interesting that Eddie Royal was out with an illness, not sure what that was, which was a little bit odd. And also today, Zach Miller, who has had trouble being on the field all season long, who's got a contract sitting there waiting for him, he was out with a toe injury today. A couple of guys not being on the field.
Toe injury.
Yeah, that was a little bit. I was surprised. I was looking up, Hamp, some of the linemen that you're looking for. Alexander at LSU. There's a Taylor Decker at Ohio State. Spencer Drongo down at Baylor. If you're looking for a tackle, those are your best tackles out there.
Okay, here. We've got to find somebody in the offensive line. That would be my number one choice. If there is a stud out there, then I think you got to take him in the first round. Now, we play a 3-4 defense, three down linemen, okay? The key to a 3-4 working, guys, and you know it as well as I do, are the four linebackers.
Yep.
They've got to – one of the four has got to rush, whether it's – either one up the middle or off the left or off the right side. So basically you still have four going for the to get to the quarterback. But where we failed in 3-4 is our linebacker, especially our inside. When there's a running game, guys, we got killed. Everybody ran on us. Why? They wouldn't step up. They wouldn't fill our gaps. Wouldn't read their keys. Either they don't understand the game, or they're flat out stupid, or they're just not good enough, period. But that's the key. And you need inside linebackers that can really make a difference. Defensive linemen, I think we've got a few, Danny, that are pretty good that can come along, and we can win with those guys. Those linebackers we have, not a chance.
When we come back here, I want to find out if you guys would draft a quarterback in the later rounds to develop behind Cutler.
You don't have to. No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think you're always looking for quarterbacks that are young to develop.
Smart GMs find them.
Right.
I'm not going to sit in there and watch tape. That's his job. But by God, he better find somebody
and start developing him now. Right.
You know, 33, the clock's going.
He's 33 years old. At some point, you got to find his replacement. Craving Geno's East legendary deep dish pizza, handmade with their famous buttery, flaky crust, loaded with the freshest ingredients, then topped with a flavorful sauce. Bring the family to Geno's East, 10 locations in Chicagoland. They're closer than you think. Try the favorites like the meaty legend, the Chicago Fire, or their signature patty-style sausage. If you can't make it to them, Geno's East will come to you. Order pizza delivery to your home or ship this iconic Windy City legend nationwide. For delivery zones and info, visit Geno'sEast.com. 312-981-7200. You want to weigh in on your Bears' desires in the offseason, feel free. 312-981-7200. Season is over. The Bears finished 6-10. It's 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz.
Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com
on 720 WGN.
Hamp and OB with Kaz. Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Thank you to all our great sponsors. Like to thank my guys at Marconi. I will still be eating my jardinera all off season long. You guys are welcome to come over. By the way, I'll cook you up some nice Italian beef, some eggs, OB, whatever you want. You're welcome to come over. Don't speak now.
That would mean we'd actually have to know where you live.
You don't want an answer, do you?
I kind of want an answer. I'd love to have you guys over. North side of the city, Kazi. Come on. Drive of the Game, sponsored by Patrick Dealer Group. Click patrickcars.com. Hamp, you want to take that?
Yeah, it'd be the touchdown drive of our dreams. the one that, you know, all year long, Ed's been screaming, throw the ball down the field, throw the ball. Well, finally we do. Deontay Thompson comes up with a 45-yard beaut, and the very next play, what do? They throw a wheel route screen pass to Matt Forte, and he makes a good run behind two great blocks.
Two great
for
23
yards.
No, hold it. Hold it.
A good run.
Hold it, folks.
Nobody touched
folks.
Him.
Folks,
nobody
he's
touched
lying.
Him.
His first statement was, Ed Forte makes a great run. And then a good run.
It was a good run.
It was two great blocks.
Did he get caught on that one?
He should have, but Mariani made a great block, and
Meredith made a great block. Trust me, he did use the word, it was a great run.
Cameron Meredith did have a great block.
A great block, and then Mariani did the job down the field and actually allowed.
Well, guys, if he doesn't make the run, do we even get down or close?
Yeah, okay. that was the blocks that made that a good
so
run.
So that was he set up the blocks with a great run. Don't forget that, boys.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get to the next
one. It was a pass, actually.
You guys are wrong again. How many times is that today you've been wrong?
So, well, who's counting? If it's your count, we've been wrong a lot.
No.
If it's your count, we've been wrong all year.
I think it's around 23
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 25.
We did confirm, as I was saying before the break, that everybody in this room wants the Bears to draft a quarterback at some point, correct?
Well, you have to develop a young quarterback. That is part of being a general manager in the National Football League.
Does anybody think that David Fales could be that guy? I know we haven't seen a ton of him. Does anybody like Fales in here?
Dead silence.
What is there to see?
Well, we've seen him.
He has him.
So I'm in Cleveland in the preseason. A whole lot.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, do I think he's the guy that's going to take over? No, I don't think he's the guy.
You know,
off of what we've seen
to
today.
A lot of backups in this league. First of all, there's not enough starting quality quarterbacks to fit 32 teams. And then when you go to the backup and the backup, then you really got a problem.
Fair enough. 312-981-7200. Let me ask you about the linebackers. Is there any linebacker on this roster right now that you want to see on the team next year?
Yeah, I like the two young guys that finished up the year. Timo did a great job, although, again, he's not going to be a guy that's going to be in third downs covering the flanks. You know, he is limited on that,
Glenn,
but he plays hard. Yeah,
we need two difference makers playing inside.
Right.
We don't have them, folks. And, again, when you play that 3-4 defense, you got to have active, great linebackers, especially the two inside guys. That's what makes that defense go.
Okay. I played this in college, and our inside linebacker was the ABC Defensive Player of the Year. He weighed 200 pounds.
Right.
So, but he was a great player. But I'm
Teddy Bruschi in New England.
Exactly.
Another great inside
guy. If you don't have great five techniques, then you better have 240, 50, 60-pounders like Dante Hightower up in New England. But if you got some great five techniques that make those offensive linemen stick on them, a lot of times what they try to do, the offensive tackle will post you, the guard will wipe, and then they'll try to scoop and go get the linebacker. If that defensive end is powerful enough and able to post and keep the offensive line off the linebacker, you're in the best of all world situations there. So a great five technique can make a bunch of those guys inside look a lot better.
All right, Danny, where in the world are we going with Sutton? Number 93 on this
No, he's got to go.
I was going to get to him.
Oh, my God.
He's got to play on a four-man line as a backup defensive tackle.
Yeah, he's maybe a three. Maybe.
You know, he's another Phil Emery reach.
Right.
Come on. It is what it is. He was a reach. McClellan was a reach. Go right down the list. All the safeties that Emery drafted every year. The reaches. I'm just saying, we've got to clean them out and be able to build around a nucleus. But again, you're right. If there's not a great five technique and there's an inside linebacker that's a stud, Alabama's got another one this year.
Yeah, he's got
his name.
He's
a nice
inside backer on that.
You know, he's
front.
A 260-pound guy. But I'll tell you what, he'll crack your head. And that's what we need. But you know what? This defense we got two guys. I think Tracy Porter and possibly Pernell McPhee could have started for the Detroit Lions today. Everybody else we had on the field, I don't even know if they make their roster. So
Houston is a good player too. Houston in the
I got to tell you, I watch him a lot.
Not as good as Detroit's.
No, of course not.
No,
of course not.
Ziggy Ansah and the other end. I mean, they're headaches. I'm just saying, we've got to get better everywhere. So you know, where do you start? It always seems to me the most logical position would be up front on offense and on defense.
Yeah, you start there and you build back.
Absolutely. But again, we got to think about guys when you're playing at 3-4. Again, not to talk in circles here, folks. Boy, you better have a stud nose guy, which Dan is talking about, and then the next thing you better have are those two inside guys better be active
or,
as hell.
Or stud
well, Eddie
fives.
And
or
by
the
way,
edge guys got
to
be.
Just
stud.
To illustrate this, go to the Sun Times. Vic Fangio this week in a interview said, "Okay, who on defense has had a good year?" He named two guys, and then he told the reporters. Okay, who else? Give me some names. Help me out here. He couldn't remember the names of the guys he's got playing for him. It's in the paper. I'll show you during the break. It's unbelievable. But that's what he's had to deal with.
Speaking to that, and we got to get a quick time out here, but listen, there's going to be a ton of head coaching jobs out available. Maybe Vic Fangio goes.
No. I think Adam Gase has a better chance of going.
He does. Even if he doesn't, is there any way – this is the first year ever that John Fox has ever run a 3-4. Is there any way that they switch back and go 4-3 next year? Does anybody see that? Would that make sense in any way?
I think if what you mapped out happened, sure, that's a possibility you end up back with a 4. Because they probably have – although I question whether we have – four linemen that could play a 4-3.
Do you have any interest in that, Hamp, going back to a 4-3?
Well, Vic Fangio has shown that his long-term goal of being dominant as a three-man line, we're well on our way. And you know what? You've got to kind of go with him. And if he leaves, everything's up for grabs. It depends on who you bring in.
All right, 312-981-7200. Get you into news, and we got a half hour left. We'll hear from Adam Hoge. We'll be in studio, our Bears reporter right here.
Again,
720 WGN.
Again, yes, I'd like to stay here. But, you know, I don't have any control over that right now. You know, when free agency hits, we'll obviously, you know, cross that bridge when it gets here. But Yeah, you know, I obviously would like to finish my career out with the Bears. I've played here the last 8 years. I was drafted by him, so that's special to me.
Bridge is coming quick. That's Matt Forte earlier today at Soldier Field. The great Matt Forte, OB.
Got it.
Injury report brought to you by the Rogers Auto Group and the New South Loop. This is 720 WGN Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Thank you again to all our outstanding sponsors all season long. Adam Hoge, our great Bears reporter. You can read him at WGNRadio.com. Adam Hoge's Bears blog. If you're not reading that every day, you're not living your life the right way, is in studio today. So, Adam, I guess we can start with the injury report. Eddie Royal was sick today. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, he was, I guess, sick.
I mean, illness?
What does that mean,
Zach
exactly?
Miller had a toe?
Yeah. Zach Miller had the toe injury from last week.
What's a toe, though? Is it like turf toe?
Can't battle through a toe?
It might be.
Playing for money? I was surprised.
That Zach Miller was out?
Yes.
I mean, no, that there has to be pretty legitimate. I mean, I don't really know what was going on with Eddie Broyle. I wasn't at House Hall this week because I was in Tampa with Northwestern.
How'd that go?
That didn't go very well.
Yeah, that was you over there pretty quickly.
Yeah. As far as today goes, Mitch Unrein had a concussion, and Alan Ball, who we haven't seen all season basically, had a hand injury. But Kyle Long tweaked his knee, which is something to watch going into the offseason. I mean, he was able to finish the game, but...
Yeah, he's actually what you call old school warrior, and he'll play through yeah. little minor injuries.
Yeah, and one play, he came back.
Right. Shocking. There's
but
a guy that loves
the
game.
It was only his knee.
Yeah, it was just a knee, not a toe. And toes are legit. I mean, we all know that toes are legit.
And I asked Pernell McPhee in the locker room what the plan is with his knee. They may have surgery there. They're going to have a meeting tomorrow to figure out what the plan should be there.
Did he blame the fans before he said he may have surgery?
That would have been after.
Okay.
About the surgery conversation.
Yeah. I don't think that I didn't feel like he blamed the fans as much as he just said that they were louder on the road, right?
Yeah, well, they also had more to cheer on about on the road.
Yeah, they had a better record.
Because they won five games on the road. They won one at home. Look, I kind of get where he's coming from. The fans aren't always the greatest there at Soldier Field. They cheer at the wrong times. Jay Cutler once again today had to get the crowd to be quiet when the offense was in the red zone instead of the opposite, when the opponent in the red zone is when you're supposed to be loud. But let me just say that Pernell McPhee asked about a question about going 1-7 at home. Probably not a good idea to bring up the fan base.
No, never.
Because
never
what were
smart.
What were they supposed to cheer about as you won one game at home this season?
Well, his probably meaning was Alshon was the guy that was in charge of getting the fans ready.
But he was never making it.
He never showed up. He had something else.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Anytime you try to go at the fans in Chicago, my God, look at all the years they supported the Blackhawks, and the Blackhawks couldn't get arrested in this city. And they finally came through. But I'm going to tell you probably one of the reasons why the fans in the city of Chicago, Adam, are just about had it, okay? They are the most loyal and greatest fans, and I've been all over this league. I've seen half-empty stadiums, et cetera, et cetera. I'll tell you what. Why would the fans be a little irate and boo maybe here in Chicago? Since 1946, the Bears, who are the footing and the foundation of the NFL, the National Football League, have won the world championship twice. So you think the fans aren't a little irate?
They're a little testy.
Huh?
They're a little testy.
You think that might be one of the reasons why?
I'd go out on a limb.
Paying a bazillion dollars for tickets to go to a game and see this mess come home and get slapped around by your opponents? Again, let me say that. 70 years, two world championships.
Not acceptable.
For a team that started this league, you're damn right it's not acceptable. And that's probably... If there is any kind of a reason, if you could make one, Adam, I would say that's pretty damn close to it.
Well, you're right, and let me give them some credit, too. There were 10,000 no-shows today. I actually thought that number would be way higher because it's a cold day. There's plenty of other more important good football games on TV that you could sit at home with a beer on your couch watching and be much more comfortable.
Right.
So for that number to only be 10,000, That actually impressed me today. I thought it was going to be worse than that.
Hey, I got to ask you this, Adam, because you were there all season long. You traveled with the team. You saw it live. The Bears, the entire season, what was it, 12 games this year that they were behind after the first drive of the game?
11 out of 16 games.
11 out of 16 games they fell behind on the right after the opening kickoff, and they would choose to defer most of those times when they'd win. What would be, from your perspective, what was the reason for that?
Well, I'm guessing that that's a John Fox habit, something he's done throughout his career. I don't know because this is my first year covering John Fox, so I can't go through all his coin tosses.
But no, but not the deferment, but the fact that they were always behind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
I mean, you know, that's what I'm getting at, because to me, I think it's a John Fox issue also because you're the head coach.
Well,
but
yeah. Well, I think, look, obviously the defensive talent wasn't all that great this year. There were certainly moments where they could have played better and they made mind-boggling mistakes, some blown coverages here and there. But I think overall, I mean, at least they weren't getting blown out on a regular basis. There were a couple exceptions here and there, but certainly it wasn't as bad as we saw last season. So I think a lot of it was probably Fangio having to make some coaching adjustments after the first drive and after first couple seasons or series of every game, and maybe that helping the situation. But obviously, that's one of the things you have to improve on in the offseason is getting off to better starts defensively. You can't go 1-7 at home and expect to win anything.
Right.
You can't go 1-5 in your division and expect to win anything. So I think they'll look at this and say a lot of these games were close, but that's not good enough. Add some talent, fix the mentality, make it even better. I think next year will be better.
Here's something I'd say. Look, I've coached into my 16th season in high school football. I've turned in the middle of turning my third program around. I could keep games close with bad teams.
Yeah.
You can do that as a coach. So it bothers me. You know, being close doesn't mean a thing because I can take horrible teams and keep it close by the style I play, how I eat clock, and how
right.
I do the other things. And so, it to me, you know, that's what you're talking about, Ed.
That,
big boy football is attacking going down the
Absolutely,
field.
Absolutely, Glenn. I agree with you 100%. That's the problem. We try to play this game and pray to God that we get to late in the fourth quarter and Cutler come with a miracle or whatever, and we win the football game. We know we could win games like that. We've done it all year. That's not how you win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And never once, until one time today, we threw a 45-yard fly pattern. Okay? We never have crossing ends. We don't attack people. We play so close to the vest. So my point was the last three games of this year, we're done. We're out of it. Let's go after it. Let's be more aggressive on offense. Let's fire that ball down the field. Defensively, we really didn't blitz that much this year. Let's blitz. Let's go after people. Let's see what can happen. And we never did it. We played guarded football. Again, we get to the fourth quarter. Oh, my God, I hope we're in it so we can maybe win it. That's not how you play the game. There's only 16 of them. It's called Super Bowl. That's what it's about.
We played all year with one hand in our pocket. Here's the thing. We won six games. Jay Cutler had to have a fourth quarter touchdown drive to win it 4 out of 6. That stinks.
Exactly what I'm saying, Danny.
Hamp and OB right now is sponsored by GenosEast.com and sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. I'm curious, Adam, what you think is going to happen with Alshon Jeffrey.
I think they're going to bring him back, and whether we agree with it or not, I think the tag's in play. If you're the Bears, don't you want to at least see what it looks like with Alshon Jeffrey and Kevin White on the field at the same time?
I mean, it's a wide receiver league.
Yeah.
You have to
and
do
they,
it.
And they were hoping that was going to happen this year. I mean, that's why they drafted Kevin White. It looked like a good 1-2 punch, but unfortunately it just never happened. And for most of the time, it seemed like neither of them were on the field. So,
And the overarching part of that was, we get rid of Marshall, we're going to draft this kid in the first round, and he's going to fill the void, and I'm going to look like a genius. Well, it blew up in his face.
And one of the things that was reported this week was that Alshon was buddies with Brandon Marshall, and Brandon left, and he felt ostracized a little bit. He's got no friends on the team.
Okay, translation. Brandon Marshall got the double team. Alshon was running with one guy.
that's what it really means. And all of a sudden, he's getting double teamed,
and he
doesn't
like
getting hit.
That's a fair point.
Like that plan B very well.
I mean, do you think he's soft?
It's
a great
What kind of question is that, Mark? I
think it's a – what do you mean what kind of question is that? I think it's a fair question.
Well, it's not fair for him to answer. I'll answer it. Yeah, I think he's soft. But now Adam's going to have to go in that locker room every day and face the guy. I don't know that he should answer
Adam
that.
Adam can handle himself.
I don't know if soft is fine. I think at this point it's fair, but I would be more – I would call him injury prone, clearly. And
he's soft, Adam.
But guys like –
it's okay.
You won't get paid that way. I mean, at least get the long-term
right.
deal. That's what I'm saying. The Bears cannot afford – to just throw away a ton of money. I mean, I'd rather give that money to Matt Forte right now.
So would I, but it's not going to happen. It has to go to Alshon Jeffrey, and it's going to go there. That's what it has to do. And it might be a one-year, what is it, $14 million that's going to cost us, Dan?
Okay,
yeah. Last year it would have been somewhere around 12.8. This next year, everything goes up.
Yeah.
$14 million probably. Calvin Johnson. He had a 19.7 million cap.
Yeah.
He's got a 24 million cap hit coming up next year, so there's some thought that the Lions might cut him, which if that happens.
That would look good here in Chicago.
I'm for it.
He still looks like he can play.
Yes.
That wouldn't be the worst thing that ever happened to this organization. For those who like to take it like a Bears fan, Chicago Tribune Sports Plus is for you. Get award-winning sports-only coverage, insights, and perks at chicagotribune.com/sportsplus. When we come back, we'll update you on all the games today, and we'll ask Adam what he expects to hear from Ryan Pace tomorrow, give you everything that's going on in your NFL playoff picture, and I'll get some thoughts from Hamp, OB, and Kaz as to who's going to take this thing. All straight ahead. It won't be the Chicago Bears. 720 WGN.